Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
That's our good friends Celtic Cross. They would be with us if we were doing our regular St. Patrick's Day morning party. One of the good things is I got to eat breakfast this year. Usually when we do this party at Freighters, I watch everybody eating breakfast, and there are just so many people to talk to, and we're on the air the whole time. I rarely get a chance before we get off the air to have breakfast. Sometimes get a little bit at the end, but Chef Mike, you did a great job on breakfast this morning. Really, really good food. Why are we doing this? Why do we do this every year on St. Patrick's Day? Well, we love to have a party, and we love for it to be for a great cause, and that is the United Way of St. Clair County. And the United Way helps out so many different organizations in our community, organizations like the Girl Scouts. Joining us right now to tell us more about what's going on with the Girl Scouts, Amanda Thomas. Good morning, Amanda.
Hi, good morning.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, same to you.
Great time of year because there's so much going on, so much hope and optimism for springtime. And it's Girl Scout cookie time, too, isn't it?
It is, yes. We are right in the midst of our Girl Scout cookie season now through April the 24th.
This has been a challenging year to try and do anything, particularly selling Girl Scout cookies. It's amazing to see how a lot of girls have used technology to their advantage to push Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, absolutely. The girls and the families have been very innovative this year. As you said, it's been a very challenging time for a lot of people for a lot of reasons, but the girls have really come through. Our troop leaders have come through and really using all the digital tools that they have, online sales to family and friends, contactless sales, and they've also been partnering with different small businesses in the community offering drive-up contactless cookie booths as well. So it's been a real success through all those different tactics.
Well, and I'll tell you what, that is what the cookie sale is all about. It's not just about raising money, although raising money is important, but it's about learning how to successfully sell a product, the interaction that goes with that. It's a great lesson for those girls, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That is that's a key element of our program, is the entrepreneurial skills that come along with that. And for a lot of girls, it's really their first time sort of running their own small business. And we have a lot of girls that have high goals. And so, we have over 1,000 girls that sell 1,000 boxes of cookies. And so for them, that they're managing a significant amount of money, and they're really reaching out to their networks. They're learning how to communicate with people and do online marketing and set up a web store. So they're really learning a lot from the program as well. Of course, as you said, in addition to raising money for their troop and in their troop activities.
When we talk about raising money, obviously we're talking about the United Way of St. Clair County, which helps Girl Scouts in this area. And those dollars are important, aren't they?
Absolutely. Of course, we do have our cookie program, but that does not cover the cost of our programming completely. And so the United Way has been a longtime partner with Girl Scouts of Southeastern Michigan in St. Clair County and really providing girls who are in need with financial assistance so that they can participate in Girl Scouting, attend our programming, as well as purchase everything they need to be successful in the program, so their uniforms and books and badges and all of those things. So it's been a long-term partnership, which we really appreciate, and I know the girls appreciate as well.
Are the girls going to be able to have camp this summer?
Yes, we will be hosting camp. We have two summer camps. We have one in Lexington, Michigan, Camp Playfair, and we have Camp Hawthorne Hollow, which is in Columbus, Michigan. So we'll be offering a variety of programs starting later this spring and all through the summer for girls to come on their own, girls to come with their troops, and as well as families to come out. So we weren't able to do that last year, so we're really looking forward to getting back into that for 2021 and getting the girls outside and allowing them to enjoy everything our camps have to offer.
One of the other big challenges has to be just recruitment, and that is, finding girls and telling girls about Girl Scouts and how they can get involved.
Yeah, that's definitely been a challenge, because primarily the way that we've done that in the past is through schools, and of course with many schools going back and forth between virtual learning and in-person learning and hybrid schedules and all of the things that the schools have been dealing with, it's been difficult to spread the message about Girl Scouts. So we're really going to be working hard now as we're getting into spring and the weather's nicer to be hosting outdoor information meetings. So all of that information is on our website, gssem.org. So anyone who knows someone who may want to get involved in our programming, either as a Girl Scout or as a volunteer to lead a troop or help out in another way, can connect with us through the website, and we can, we have troops that are forming now and accepting new girls, so we can get people connected that way.
Well, that's fantastic, news for the girls being able to do camp and trying to get more girls involved in Girl Scouts. Thanks so much, Amanda, for being with us this morning, telling us about it, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Yeah, same to you. Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.